say we the end time church.
Yeah.
I know, Candy. I'm looking at the time church. I'm sorry. I do apologize for it. But I know we said we're the end time church, but when are we going to move into what he wants us to move into?
Yeah.
We have Holy Spirit here to help us move into it, like Candy's was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to help us move into it.
That's
but
right.
We got to desire it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got
That's
to desire
key.
It.
Mm-hmm.
When the desire is in our heart now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to reach out and cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To see the revival on our children, the outpouring we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
We got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you don't cooperate with him, you're not going to really see it.
That's right.
Okay.
I like to see people get stirred up.
Get what?
I like to see people get stirred up. And
amen. Get hungry for it. Hungry
I know what's going to happen.
Righteousness.
I like what Mary said about revelation, how when it becomes revelation to you, you know, that's the heart God can work with.
Amen.
When you receive, last week, I ended up talking about, Fisher Pickett put results of communing with the Holy Spirit. These are some of the things that's going to happen. And this is page 13, chapter 1. And these are some of the things that's results of communion with the Holy Spirit. And these are some of the things that I've experienced. Last week we covered victory. He's going to guide you to victory.
Amen.
You can win before you know the answer. From the time you have faith for something. When you have faith for something, if God give you, put something on your heart and you agree and you're going to do this. From the time you say, I'm going to do that by your faith, your victory has already started.
Uh-huh.
Now, we'll start it with revelation. This week, we'll start with revelation. She said, much of the time we spend in prayer with God each day should be devoted to quietly meditating on the Word and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a very important, this is something I learned to appreciate. Whenever I had troubles, problems, concerns,
uh-huh.
You know, if you're in fear about it, if it's disturbing you, you feel disturbed and you're crying out to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew he'd talk back, I'd just tell him all my concerns and pray that he'd help me understand it or whatever, and then I'd get up and go do what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in worship, I learned to listen. Sometimes the Lord, I was worshiping God one day and he started talking. And I had already decided next time he do that, I'm going to try to get him to hang around. Now, he's always with us, but he's not always revealed. He's always with us, but he's not always revealed to us. He's inside us and he's upon us. We pray in the Holy Spirit, he's right there giving us utterance and we speak in tongues. But it's not real to us that he's always there. It seems like he comes and goes, but that's not true. He's always with us.
He dwells.
Yep. And there are times I worship God, I could sense and feel his presence. And there were times I worship God and I could not sense and feel his presence, but he was still right there all the while.
Amen.
I had good teaching. My pastor said, you can't go by how you feel, you go by how worthy he is. You worship him anyway. And that's what I did.
That's it.
Amen.
And one day I was worshiping the Lord and he told me something. He told me something I needed to know, and I forgot exactly what it was, because what happened after that it took all my attention. I said, Lord, don't go nowhere. Jesus, stay right here. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. This is exactly how I did it. I said, I got some questions, and I want you to answer. Now, I couldn't do that before because this was after he had had me to study his word. The word of God strengthens your heart. So that when you're in his, if you go in his presence and you're not full of the word of God, you're just going to fall out. But when you fill your heart with the word of God and go in his presence, you have stamina. Just like when they would fall out and, you know, Daniel fell out several times. Then the angel that looked like a man touched him and he was strong. He said, I can talk now. How can I talk to you, Lord? And he fall out again. And then the angel touched him. He said, oh, I can talk now. I'm just putting in our words. This is what was happening. He was in the presence of the Lord. The angel was there giving the information, but he couldn't compose himself. But until the angel that looked like a man touched him, and then he was strong. He could talk. The word of God does the same thing for us that the angel did for Daniel. Nobody taught me. I just learned this over time. So I started asking the Lord my questions, and he answered me in a way I could understand. And so I didn't ask him to leave. I kept asking questions, and he kept answering. I stayed up late that night dialoguing with the Lord. I didn't want to go to bed, but I had to. And I got up the next day, I worshiped God, I prayed in the Holy Spirit, and I started asking questions, and he was right there to reveal his answers again. So I said, I don't want this. After a few days of it, I said, I don't ever want to go back to where it was. I want you to always talk to me. And he started training me and working with me. It didn't happen in one day, but it happened. Things that we can do, we're going to find out about in his presence. Amen. He's going to reveal to you whatever the Holy Spirit reveals to you, treat it just like you treat God's word. If you want to make a change in your life, you find God's word on it. You find the scripture that gives you the promise. And you read that and you speak that promise. You're speaking it by faith. You can't see it. Nothing in your life has changed. If it's healing, you may still feel bad, but you keep on speaking that word and you're going to destroy that sickness because you have God's, it's in the contract. This is the contract. You got his word on it. You can destroy your obstacles at your will. It's not about God's will because this is his will. He revealed it. Never be in doubt about his will. Never pray if it's your will. Pray what he already gave you in the word. My sister didn't know whether she said, I'm ready to go if that's God's will. I said, no. I said, you'll live. And she kept confessing the word, and I kept confessing the word with her. And before I knew it, she was back home. And, you know, in the hospital, she looked very weak. And I called Henry and her husband, and he was on his way to Mobile. And she was fine. She was at home eating. He told me that she ate something, and I knew she was doing much better. And her daughter was there with her, but he had to go to work. So when he said he was on his way to Mobile, I knew that something had happened in a greater way. But when he told me that she ate some Chinese food, I knew she was in much better condition. It's standing on the word. Mm-hmm. And the last time I talked to her, she had gained her weight back. Mm-hmm. So she had a cancer in her blood. Mm-hmm. And she's good. The word of God is, mm-hmm, you can stand on it. Yes, you can claim it. You can speak it. Mm-hmm. And every time you feel doubt, speak the word. Mm-hmm. And kill the doubt. The doubt can die. The doubt is death, so it can die. Amen. It's easy for doubt to die. Satan is the one. Satan is the weak one. He's the one without the contract. He's trying to get you to believe that you don't have a contract. You've got a covenant, an agreement with God. And we get in full agreement with God as we receive it in our heart and speak it. Well, you have to treat the things that the Holy Spirit revealed to you, you got to treat it the same way. Amen. You let it get in your heart and you speak it. And she said, revelation comes from the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Each time God gives us fresh insight into the word, he makes the logos, the written word, become rhema, a living word to you. She said, to our spirits, just as the Holy Spirit caused Mary to conceive in her physical body, so the Holy Spirit can impregnate our spirits with the living word Because our word is like soil, and every word of God is a seed. Even words that are spoken by others, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that's a seed too. No different from the written word. She said, reading the scriptures in communion with the Holy Spirit, who is their author, because he authored the word of God, causes them to live in our spirits. So as the word of God lives in you, it becomes part of you. You become part of it. You speak it, and it's life to you. You change the circumstances when you speak God's word from the heart in faith. Spiritual, mental, and physical renewal comes to us because we wait in prayer on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit transforms our minds to think God's thoughts. Now, this is very important because this is something that we need. If you try to receive God's word with doubtful thoughts, it's not going to work. The doubtful thoughts will nullify the word. It only takes a grain of doubt to stop a mountainside seed of faith. Because Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you can speak to this mountain and it will move. So that means no doubt can be in your heart. It may be in your mind, but not your heart. The Holy Spirit transforms our minds to think God's thoughts. If the mind is in cooperation, the heart is already in cooperation. But doubt can enter the heart through the mind. But don't be afraid of it. Keep speaking the word and it will destroy the doubt. You can confess anything you want to. I like to confess, I will not doubt God's word on this subject. And I say, I once said, Satan, your whole plan against me is dead. Nothing will work. Unbelief too. You can kill it. Last sentence. And we come into harmony with the will of God. It is the Holy Spirit who then anoints us to minister with power and authority that reveal the word of God to others. So whatever he say, if we receive the revelation in our heart, then we speak it. And it transforms our life. It starts with us. It gives us information in our heart. Transforms our mind. And it's powerful to heal our body and change the facts on the ground. Change the facts in other people's lives that we love. Put us on the right course and keep us. Amen. We can live in communion with the Lord. Amen. And we'll. I love that what she wrote about Revelation. All right. Any questions? We're going to dismiss. Any comments?
Well, we really don't have time for that.
Because I want to make a comment about what Sister Mary said earlier about the woman with the issue of blood. And, I was glad I came today because when you, was telling us about and reading it, it came alive to me how, she just knew, she touched the cloth of his garment. Mm-hmm. And, I was just Jesus is God, so he's so powerful. And I was of course, if you touch his clothing, something's going to happen, But I was thinking about now how we are in a new covenant and stuff. And we wouldn't touch the hem of his garment now, but we would pray and just ask him to, heal us and stuff. And so that's how we basically touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah. Absolutely. We can. We don't have to touch the fringe of his clothing anymore. I mean, we don't have to do it. And we can do it through prayer calls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we have, but because we're covenant people, it's our right. Mm-hmm. It's our right. Healing is our right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can just ask for it. We don't have to touch the hem of his garment. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, That's how she set her faith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She had things against her that she couldn't really do it no other way, she thought. But she figured out a way, I'm going to touch. I don't know how she knew in Malachi. Mm-hmm. And maybe she was just doing something that came to her, she heard to a priest mm-hmm. say it.
Hey. She's the daughter of Abraham.
Yes, she's the daughter, but she didn't get healed that way. Right, Jesus took authority over that and got the lady healed that way.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but she was out, Sister Mary, when it says that this is the daughter of Abraham, even though she might not knew all that, mm-hmm. but the scriptures let us know that that's a believer right there.
That is.
Mm. That's a believer.
That is. But what I'm saying, everybody may have their own way of receiving their healing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to receive it like I receive it.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good.
She had got in her mind mm-hmm. that she was going to touch the hem of his garment. That was just all in her mind. She said, I know if I can touch that. Mm. I ain't got to touch him, because I'm not supposed to touch nobody, because I'll be unclean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, she wasn't going to make Jesus unclean, because Amen. He was... I'm not going to get into that right now, because I need to just cut off. Amen. But, she saw her healing that way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He didn't have to touch me. That's what she did. Many people wanted Jesus to touch them.
Mm-hmm.
But she said... He don't have to touch me. I'm going to touch him.
That's right.
That scripture too says, but unto you that fear my name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she had that revelation.
She feared that name. Yeah, yeah. She had the revelation. She heard that from a priest or somebody mm-hmm. was teaching
her. Yeah. She
that
had faith.
Was in his wing. And after she did it, everybody else started touching
yeah.
Just
when
she
was like, all her resources.
She didn't have nothing else left.
Uh-uh. It's like supernatural. You know, was it a rainbow word? I mean, maybe it was the Holy Spirit.
Well, she said it.
Could have been. She mm-hmm. said she had heard of Jesus, so she probably, she said she had heard of Jesus.
Wasn't mm-hmm. she from the house of God? I mean, she had to be kind of in the presence of people that are, you know, believers mm-hmm. and ministers.
That's true. That's true.
You mm-hmm. know, but she had this disease, and, you know, she really... I don't know, it seemed like back in the book of old, they kind of, you know, had like separations of people. If
you that was unclean because of her blood. The issue of blood
yeah.
made her unclean to get out in public like that. Mm-hmm. She wasn't supposed to have been seen out in the
body. Yeah, that's probably why she touched the hem of his garment.
But she had gotten in her mind, I'm going to just touch his clothes, because... Yes, somewhere in Malachi it says it's healing in them wings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to touch me one of them wings.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get healing. Huh. And then after that it says everybody else started touching.
The hem of his garment. That's right. Mm-hmm. I better close this out.
Yeah, we got to close.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the understanding that you give us and the counsel. But bless us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart, taking our place in the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.